It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Robovac, let's talk.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so we got our Robovac about a week ago. No, almost a week ago. And when you install it, you set it up and there's a little app and then you just put all the details in and you Bluetooth it and whatever. And in there it goes, do you want to give it a name? And I said, whoa, let's think about this.
Yes.
Because I like to be quite witty, quite clever with my Wi-Fi name. So I would like to be the same with my Robovac name.
Yes.
And then I thought to myself, you know who'll have a witty name for their Robovac? Loggy.
I love that I have that reputation.
She never lets me down. And I flicked you a message and I said, hey, mate, did you name your Robovac? And you said, yep. And I said, what did you name it? And you said,
Lil Mad Dog. I was stressed because they wanted me to come up with something straight away.
No, but you know you can go back and edit it.
I plan to, but I haven't yet. It's just a Lil Mad Dog. I don't know. I know it sucks. Yeah, I didn't mean that, but see.
So we've put it to the people and we've got over 100 replies. So
thank you all.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for getting on board. People are very clever. It's one thing I will say. People are very clever and I love you for that. I love how punny you are and good on you all. Should we just whip through a few of the suggestions?
Okay, go for it.
So one of the messages that we got was Vac Efron. Really like it.
Yes, yes, we did really like that. Yep. One of our mates that used to work here, he said Dyson Heppel.
Oh, yeah, because of the We're Bombers supporters.
We're Bombers fans.
But also I didn't buy a Dyson.
Yeah, so it doesn't really,
Meryl Sweep is a popular one, but we've got friends that have one called Meryl Sweep.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
Can't double up.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes, I like it.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And then I like that one.
And I could get his face and just put a picture of his face on it. And have it. Darth Vacuum is a suggestion. Also Hugh Vacman.
Hugh Vacman.
I like it.
Okay. I said this one before, but I didn't come out correctly. So Dustin Timberboards. That would have to be one of my fave.
Yeah.
Dustin Timberboards.
Yeah. No.
And then they get a bit, like, not so good after that.
Cleany McClean face, sucky
There's like
McSuck
a lot of,
face,
you know, like Alfred and that type
Morgan
of vibe.
Morgan Kleiman's pretty good.
Yeah. Mike Dyson.
Yeah.
Well, once again, it's not a Dyson, but that's okay.
A lot of people are calling him Sadie, the cleaning lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Niles from the Nana.
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
Yeah, like the game, but it's like Minesweeper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. Cleopatra. Yeah, look, okay.
Okay, so there's know where we're going.
Lots of suggestions.
The thing is.
Sir sucks a lot.
Okay, we could be going through them all day.
Yeah, no, I like
We need a name. You need to give us one, all right? Name that vac. Name that vac.
What are you name doing? What are you doing?
Just like Ninja Warrior, like.
All right, mate. Yeah, good on you. But the winner, do you want to know what the winner is? This is what we're going to call our Robovac.
Give it to
us. I'm a little bit nervous. Drum roll. The Robovac will be known as Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
I love that.
Carly and I are both big Queen Latifah fans. Been in some amazing movies.
Taxi is one of the best movies ever. It's her and Jimmy Fallon. Watch it if you haven't.
Chicago. Oh, my God.
Latifah.
Queen Latifah is the name of our Robovac.
You've done very well.
Thank you.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
If you're perusing Netflix and you're thinking, you know what, it's cold out, I need to heat things up, there's something that you might be able to watch, okay? And when you do watch it, I would like to issue you with a challenge. Now, I did this for the 365 D&I / 365 days. If you remember this on Netflix, we've spoken about it before.
Just brief overview. The guy kidnaps the lady and says, I'm going to keep you for a year and make you fall in love with me.
Yeah.
And she then goes, I do not need 365 days. Yeah. I love you already. Yeah. Ah, Giuseppe.
His name is not Giuseppe.
Bolognese.
No, stop it. And she was not Italian, I believe, either.
Okay.
But that was very good. Anyway, part of that show, I issued you with a challenge to watch it and record your face because it's like, Oh my
didn't
God.
Didn't you challenge me to watch it with my parents? Yeah. Wasn't that was the challenge. Yeah. And I obviously did not do okay. that because I'm not an idiot.
Tell your mum about this.
No.
Because she's going to love it. Uh-huh. Right? No. There's this new show on Netflix and it's called Sex/Life.
Okay.
Right? Wasn't there like a
Nip
show?
Nip-tuck. Yeah.
No.
Nip/tuck.
Wasn't there like a show in the 90s on Channel 10 that was like late Sex night Life or something?
Dr. Feelgood, was she?
Yeah, she was involved. Anyway, so this show, the plot is there's a suburban mum, right? Her name is Billy. She's got two kids. And she's involved in a love triangle with her husband, Cooper, and an old flame from her past.
Okay.
His name is Brad, and he's Australian.
I love my husband. I can't imagine my life without him.
I'm just not sure that this is who I'm supposed to be.
I'm questioning everything.
Everybody wonders, what if? The sex sucks. The romance quotient is non-existent. I've been thinking about him.
Oh.
Him. I've been thinking about him.
I don't need 365. That's a big winner, obviously.
In the 90s, it was Sex with Sophie Lee.
No, it was like Sex/Life or something, because I remember because I used to giggle at it because I was younger, like hee-hee.
98, Toddy Goldsmith, yes.
Yes.
I couldn't remember her name
called?
Either.
Sex/Life. Yeah, Sex/Life. See, yeah. Okay, this is a bit different, right? Yeah,
right.
So basically what you want to do is you want to start it, this series, and you want to get to episode 3. And then Brad gets in the shower. And that's when you want to start filming your face, okay? Can you please?
What does he do? Slip over and drop the soap or something?
Tell your mum to watch it and film
no,
her reaction.
What if I'm going to do that?
That'd be so
you're
great.
Crazy.
You're crazy. It'll love it.
You're crazy. Okay. You do it with your parents first and then I'm still not going
to
do it.
Oh, I'll tell Helen Bells to watch it. She's probably already watched it.
What's it called?
Sex/Life. Okay, it's on Netflix, episode 3. You're welcome.
Or even just go back and watch reruns of the 90s one with Toddy Goldsmith.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Spilling.
That's my fave.
You're proud of that one, aren't you?
I went home and listened to Rage Against the Machine last week after that. I was like, yeah.
Amazing. All right. You've got names. We want to spell them. We want to give you prizes for your trouble as well. Lingy's feeling confident. He's come in hot.
All right.
So big we'll time. Sweaty.
Big time.
Yeah, the sweaty bit's a bit weird though. All right. Going to caller number one first. Welcome to the show. Caller number one. What is the name?
Carol.
Carol.
Okay. Do I get the honours?
Go, mate. You're the guest. I think that's the new rule. All right. So we're just
going to
roll up.
I'm going to go. I think Carol is trying to mess with my head this morning.
Really?
I think she thinks might be a bit funky spelling, but it's going to be fairly traditional. C-A-R-O-L.
Right.
C-A-R-O-L, you say there, Lingy. I might go. Can you do Carol with a K? I don't know if you can.
You can do anything, Tommy.
Anyone can do anything.
I'm going to go with an E. I'm going to go C-A-R-O-L-E, Carol.
Oh, are either of those correct?
Yeah, you suck.
Which one?
You should start with a K. I was happy with the K. No, Carol with an E.
Tommy got it.
I didn't pick. Okay, the big sound effect. Love it. You did deserve
we always,
it.
We always get
yeah,
a win.
No,
we
you deserve it. Sound you effect. Did. That was good. So and sorry confused. To upset you there, Carol. Yeah, because you're like, yes, I hate you. What's happening?
She didn't want us to be right. That's fine. I get it.
She hates you, Tommy. Still
hang
likes
on the phone.
Me.
That's all right. Well, we've got a prize for you. Love
maybe
your
that's
work.
It. Yeah. Maybe she just wanted Lingy to win. Okay.
We're going to mix things up and go to caller number 3, okay? Ooh, so caller number 3, welcome to the show. What is the name?
Good morning, you guys. My name is Vimpy.
Okay, let's get that one again. It is?
Vimpy.
Vimpy.
Vimpy, okay.
Yes.
Vimpy.
Can you use that one in a sentence?
No.
I'm going to go, this is straight out, V-M.
Ooh. Ooh, the
an apostrophe?
Dash?
No.
That is the official term.
P-Y.
V-M-P-Y. Okay, I'm gonna, okay, Tom.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go V-I-M-P-I-E, Vimpy.
Oh, you're loving the end E this week, Tom. Are either of those correct, Vimpy?
No, unfortunately, none of them is correct. It's very close. The V is actually a W.
Oh!
So spell
W. I-M-P-I-E.
Oh. So it was Matt, so... Oh.
Yeah, okay, so...
You don't get it,
you don't
right,
get it,
Tom,
but you were very close.
Do you know, did you learn in primary school there's a difference between the letter W and the letter V? Yeah.
He'll try anything to win.
No, but to, so if it's written down...
No, it's written with a W.
Yeah, but if it's written down and I didn't know it was
Vimpy,
pronounced Vimpy...
Sorry, that's okay. You win a prize. Tom doesn't win anything. Moving on.
Would it look like Wimpy? Is that...
Yeah.
Is that how it looks like it's written?
Yeah, but
it's not pronounced that way.
It's not pronounced
that way. And you don't get it right.
Tom, I just want to clarify.
Let's move on. We've only got so much time. I had to whip there. That felt good.
Yeah, good work, Log.
Mm.
We had a chat about Vs and Ws in the German language just the other day, didn't we? And
yes, we did.
Explained it, how it all worked.
Yeah. So he's still trying to. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go to call.
You didn't get it right on this occasion.
We're going to go to caller number two. Welcome to the show, caller number two. Now, you've got something a little bit interesting for the boys today.
It more interesting than Vimpy?
Yeah. Can you believe? Yes.
Yes, I sure do.
Okay.
So a little backstory in relation to this one is this was my year five spelling word, and it's the scientific name for a platypus. So the name is Ornithorhynchus.
Okay.
Ornithorhynchus.
It is school holidays. We've still got to keep the learning up.
I could have told you the scientific name, but I can't spell it. Yeah. I'll give it a go. I'm going to go very phonetically.
Okay. Orna.
O-R-N-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-C-U-S.
You writing that down, Log?
Yeah, but I think I stuffed it. Anyway. Okay. What about you?
I'm going to go... Ornithorhynchus.
Oh, okay. Are either of those correct?
Bum bum.
Oh.
I'll handle the sound effects. No.
How do you spell it?
So it's Ornithorhynchus.
Well, you're just saying letters now, mate. Just letters. That's not
we'll
even
take
a
your
word
for it, yes.
All right, well done you. You stitched us right up there.
That was a great game. Do we like that? Are we going to allow sort of... Okay, so
I think that's outside the rules. Animals.
Just to make me and Tommy look really, really dumb. Is that what you want to
achieve? No, that's
okay.
Unless, so who won that? No one.
I got a point.
Well,
Tommy
got
a point at the start.
Sorry.
He tried to claim a W was a V and all this sort of stuff. But
no, we can talk about the German language and how the V is.
Anyway, we'll do that off air. Okay, well cool. Done, everyone.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Tissues are a hot commodity.
Sure.
At the moment, getting into where we are in winter, everyone's getting the sniffles. And, you know... especially in the workplace where you get boxes for free, they're a hot commodity. Now, I don't have a box of tissues on my desk.
Nor do I, because our desks are adjacent.
Yeah.
They're like, if they're three desks, and then you and I are at either end, and there's a desk in between us, isn't it?
Yeah. Parallel?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, basically... if you need a tissue, you need to go on the hunt for someone else's tissue.
There's always tissues in the promo office.
Well, yes. Okay. All right. So I've been stealing tissues from the promo office every morning.
Not stealing, mate. They're for all staff.
I know, but that's the thing. If you have a box of tissues on your desk, do you expect, hey, everyone, get your own tissues. They're my tissues.
Depends.
Because there's nothing worse than having a fresh old box of tissues and then being lifting it and being like, these are a little light. Like, I've gone out of my way to go to a cupboard somewhere and find a box of tissues and bring them back to my desk.
Absolutely not. No, if you have work tissues on your desk, then they are fair game. If you have brought tissues from home because you have maybe sensitive nose, you need a bit of
the aloe vera.
Gear,
yes.
None of this home brand, you know, whatever our stationery
one ply
sends us.
Yeah.
Mate, they're not good enough for you to get annoyed about... people taking them. If you have, you know, the menthol ones or whatever, you know, the eucalyptus.
The menthol ones.
The white Winnie pack. Yeah. No, if you the green Winnie pack. No, if you brought your own from home, then just keep them in your drawer, and no one will know they're there, right? But if you have just taken them from the stationery cupboard here in the office,
yep.
And you've put them on your desk, fair game. Absolutely fair game.
Okay, all right. I think there might be something in that because I feel a lot of anxiety around it, but that's normal for me.
That's normal for you. So. You're never going in there when there's someone in that office. There's
no one's there. No one knows.
No one
but
be
I
here
know.
For like 2 hours.
And every time I'm like, I'll take two. No, I'll take three.
Well, what do you need three?
Because I need one to rest my rice cake on, and then one just in case.
Have you heard of plates?
No, I don't.
You need a plate.
I don't do plates.
You need a not from here, obviously.
No, God no.
Have you seen our kitchen?
K-Rock.